Richard, could you tell me a little bit and tell our listeners a little bit of the history of the Pine Room and then also Muddy Boots as they were separate when they came together and what you see happening right now?
Well, the Pine Room itself has been around since 1949 and it's had many different owners in that time period. And recently in 2012, Betsy and James O'Black purchased it. And turned it into what it is now. Betsy and James also purchased the Muddy Boots Cafe, I believe it was in 2009, if I'm correct, and had the cafe there in Nashville. And 2 years ago, we renovated the Pine Room. We added on, we doubled the size, and we moved the Muddy Boots over to the same location, take two entities and made them into one so we could focus our efforts in one place. And it's currently for sale, both businesses as one is for sale, and we're looking forward to somebody purchasing the place and starting a new era for the community.
And could you talk a little bit about the significance of both the Pine Room and Muddy Boots? It's my understanding that both of these establishments have really been kind of entities or anchors to the Nashville Brown County community. Could you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, really both places, individually and as they are now together, have been 100% community oriented. We've done everything we can to give back to the meat community, whether it's fundraising or donating or just giving a place to host things for people. Betsy and James are great about the artistry in the area, and they love to give back to the artists, whether it's music art or visual arts. Or literature arts, whatever it is, they're all about supporting people in the community. I don't remember the second part of your question, though. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. I'm kind of just wondering, why is it that that they're selling? After successfully operating this business for an extended period of time, why would somebody give up on that?
Well, I don't know that they gave up, but they're both getting older, and they've got grandchildren and children that are all across the country and across the world, and they're ready to spend time with their family and not have to spend their day-to-day lives locked into one location. And that's the main reason for the sale. They were hoping, it's been for sale since April, and they were hoping that somebody would have purchased it before now. But now we're going to be going into the wintertime and the slowest part of the year for the restaurant, and I believe they just decided instead of trying to spend the winter here and keep it rolling, they'll close the doors and still have it for sale, but they'll be able to enjoy life afterwards.
And the doors for the Pine Room and Muddy Boots end up closing here pretty quick. This is in a couple of weeks, is that right?
Yeah, November 11th, we'll have a big celebration all day with music, with Flatland Harmony, the Indiana Boys, and we'll have a community jam that evening, and we officially close at midnight the 11th and the 12th. So we will not be open on Sunday the 12th.
And Mr. Giss, is there anything else that you think listeners need to know, particularly our listeners out in Brown County, need to know about the Pine Room or Muddy Boots?
Well, I think it's pertinent for them to know that Betsy and James themselves, the owners, and all of the staff here really appreciate the support they've given us over the past 6 to 9 years that she's owned both places, and that it's really heartaching for her to do what she's doing here, but she understands that something better is going to come along for the community and the employees, and someone's going to take this thing and they're going to make it even better than it already is. So she just wants to send thanks and gratitude to all the people out there.
And can I just ask, were employees or were you notified that this selling or that they were looking for a new owner, or of the fact that Pine Room Muddy Boots was going to close? Were employees notified of that fact before yesterday's announcement?
Yeah, the employees have known that the place has been for sale since last February or March, and they were all notified before the public that we were going to close the doors on the 11th.
So this shouldn't necessarily be a surprise to anybody, and they should have had plenty of time in order to kind of get out and keep their heads above water. Is that correct? Is that your opinion of this?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, Richard, thank you very much for speaking with us. I really appreciate you taking the time. Any last comments or anything that you personally want to say?
Well, I personally appreciate WFHB. They've done a lot for us as a company in the past years, and appreciate the community coming together as many times as they have in our establishment to help other people in the community. It's great to live in a community where everybody has everybody's back.
Richard, yes, thank you very much for speaking with us. Manager of the Pine Rim Muddy Boots, and good luck out there. What's next for you?
I'm going to enjoy my family time while I can as well, and I'll be looking for new things to do for my career.
All right, wonderful. Thank you very much for speaking with us, and good luck out there.
Thank you very much, Wes.